it's Matt. How you doing?
Good. Sorry, I didn't see your email.
No worries. It was weird because it's like your email didn't save in our system, and I must have not have put it in or what have you. So I was trying to pull you up because when I set my appointments, it's by email, and I couldn't find your account. And I was like, man, looking all over. So I was like, let me just email her. Sit here all day trying to hunt your business name down. You know. So, but I'm glad you responded quickly because I would have been here trying to.
Yeah, I felt like I didn't respond very quickly. It was like 20 minutes after your first one. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, no, you're totally fine. What time zone are you guys out there in Montana?
Mountain.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you're 1 hour. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you go by Kate or Caitlin?
Either or, honestly.
Okay.
Everybody calls me something different, it seems like. I go by both.
Okay, I gotcha. No worries. Okay, and then we got to create a website.
Not to complicate things.
Okay, obviously you're running the business out of your house, is that correct?
Yes.
And what address did you put for your LLC?
It's 440 and a half College Avenue.
440 and a half
College
Avenue.
In Kalispell.
Okay. Kalispell. K-A-L-I. There it is.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one.
It is. 40 and a half College Avenue. Let me see how Google puts
it's
it together.
It's probably just going to pull up 440. It's probably not going to pull the half up.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
It might not.
Yeah.
But you could always put B.
B, you said?
Yeah, B or half. I don't know. It's just like a split level. So.
Oh, I see. But it has its own separate address, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Like the
like
the post office.
Mailbox.
Okay. College Avenue. And then I'll just put B on.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, okay. So, and then 59901, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. And it's Kate's Cleaning with a K on the cleaning, right? K-L-E-A-I-N. ING,
yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, we got to set up a security question. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
City I was born in.
Okay, what's that answer?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Nice. Okay. A lot of clients out there in North Carolina, huh?
Yeah, I don't remember living there. But I guess we lived there until I was like 3, but yeah, I don't remember. So.
Yeah, they got hit hard with that storm about a year ago. Remember that? Where it's like, God, Lord, they got like that hurricane that came through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's tragic.
It was, yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to get your invoice sent to you in a second. Did you figure out what card you wanted to use, MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Yeah, a Visa.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and read that number off. It should start with a 4.
Okay. 4. Oh, wait. Hold on. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Oh, sorry. My phone is being dumb now. You have to unhide the numbers. 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't think I just get it out of my purse.
It's in your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll show under Caitlin Walway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 4031 6301 7476 1824.
Okay. Expiration?
1229.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code?
381.
Okay. Perfect. Let me read this back to you just to make sure I got it. 4031 6301 7476 1824.
Yes.
And then you said it was 1229 for the expiration, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 381 for the 3-digit code.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. Okay. So to recap, okay, so first thing we're going to do is we are going to build you out a website, okay, because obviously we want to make sure you have something nice so when people, like, look at it and see you online that you have a good website, okay? So that's going to be something to your liking. In fact, did I ever kind of share with you kind of what the website?
Yeah, you sent me that one for the window cleaning.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I sent you kind of like what the template and like what it would look like on like an iPad and all that, like kind of something like that. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I sent that to you. Okay. So, yeah. So we'll build something like based on that. And if you have any photos, you know, send us some photos if you have any. But we have tons of photos if you don't. Okay. So we'll definitely have enough photos.
Okay, I mean, they're just probably not like professional quality. They're just from my cell phone.
I got you. But yeah, whatever you have, we'll definitely, you know, take and see what we can use. And if it's not something, anything that looks good, then, you know, I get it too. Did I ever share you about Lewis Pest, about having a photo of yourself eventually? Do you ever see that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So obviously that is super important, right? To get like a personalized photo of you where we could use like on your profile, on your website and all that, just to kind of help you stand out. It's not something you have to do right away, but I always suggest, you know, you do that because it really does help. You know, you in the long run. So when you do like, so when people like see you, they'll want to call you over your competition. So maybe like have somebody take a picture of you like cleaning and you're like wearing like a polo shirt, like, or something, like something nice, you know, like just, I don't know, like it would really help one day to just have a photo of you, just so that you can stand out amongst the rest.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. All right. So let's take a look here. And let's see here. All right. Secondly, we do purchase this thing called a call tracking phone number for your business, Caitlin. And what that is we're going to purchase like a 406 area code for your business, and it's going to track every time a lead comes in. So did it come from Google? Did it come from one of the Facebook ads that we're running, right? And it lets us know what area that person lives in. And so it's really cool technology, and it will help us and you stay organized too, because all your calls will be recorded and you'll be able to see all of that in your app, right? In addition to that, once we get your Google Business profile established, right, you're going to be able to go into our app and start requesting from your past clients and anybody you know that will give you a 5-star review by using the app feature. It's very important you use that feature because obviously, you know, getting you on Google is half the battle. The second half of the battle is we want to make sure that you show credibility to the public so that, you know, you know, they want to deal with you versus like your competition. Okay. So make sure like in a couple weeks you start doing those, you know, those 5-star reviews.
Is there, so I only have like a few that I was able to have people do on Home Advisor. Is there any way to like import those?
No. But you can just go back to them and then, you can import them. Yes. Like all you got to do is just type in the person's name and phone number into our system and it will take care of the rest.
Okay.
You just got to put their name and phone number. You got to like find, but you can't transfer the review from like Home Advisor to like Google, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
But if you just put their information into the system, right, like their name and phone number, it'll automatically send them out this text message. Hey, thanks for using Kate's Cleaning. You know, our business is dependent on 5-star reviews in Google. Can you please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review? And they'll go ahead and do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, but it's important that you do it, but don't do too many in one day. Okay. I had a client recently, like literally send out 5 and all 5 people like gave them a review on that particular day and it was too much. And
Google so that was a little sus.
Yeah. Like sus. Exactly. So I always recommend just do like 1 or 2 a day. Right. And over like a period of time, you'll get yourself to 10 and 25 star reviews. You know what I mean? And the whole goal is to get to 25 5-star reviews. That's like your first milestone, right? And then 50, and then eventually if you can one day get to 100. But at least get to 25, work towards that, so that people are like, okay, this person's credible, right? Mm-hmm. This person, like, you know, has their act together, okay? Cool news with us is we won't, Caitlin, put you in any long-term agreement. We do ask a 3-month commitment, and then, like I said, it does go to a month-to-month relationship with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you will get a call from our team every month. We'll go over the account. We'll talk to you about, hey, this is what your account's doing, and then in your app, like once you download the Local Splash app, you'll be able to see all your leads and you'll be able to see on a month-to-month basis how everything is doing, like where the lead's coming from, right? You know, what, like, you know, what's performing, what areas, that sort of thing. So there are some documents we will need from you to verify your business with Google. Obviously, your LLC paperwork is going to be one of them. That's going to probably be the most important piece of paper, right? Google may ask some pictures of like, you know, your cleaning stuff, or, you know, you might have to do a video for Google. Okay. Obviously, you know, you work from your house. So, but we will help you with that. The more you, are involved with us, the better off it's going to be for you, as I always say, you know. We need to get through the first milestone, and that is get your Google business profile established. So we're going to collect some documentation from you. And then we're going to then, once we get the documentation, get that over to Google, and then Google is, like I said, going to most likely require a video that's done. Our team will consult with you. We'll tell you how to do it. It's very simple, easy, straightforward. And then, once we get the video done, then from there, your Google business profile will be established, right? You'll have your website. We'll have your ads going, right? For your Facebook, because we do spend $100 a month, as I explained, every month, on your Facebook ads, okay? Which obviously is going to help, and it's going to bring in more clients for your like for instance, if somebody goes on to Google and they type in house cleaning company, right, in your area, but they don't call you from Google, well, anytime that person logs on to their Facebook page, Caitlin, they're going to see an ad from your business, right? Showing them, you know, hey, contact us. We got a good special going on, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to entice them and motivate them to want to call you from Facebook as well. So if they don't call you from Google, we want to get back in front of them. And how we do that, right, is by, showing on their Facebook page as well. So, like, we kind of fish in a couple of
different ways. Yeah, those targeted ads get me every time. So.
Exactly. And we've been using that strategy for a long time, and it really does work, okay, in terms of, like, you know, staying on top of people. But I can't stress enough, like, the participational stuff, like, make sure you get us the documentation in a timely manner. Make sure you get those five-star reviews going once your Google business profile gets established, right? Obviously, you got to make sure you're responding to the leads, right? Like, simple stuff, right? Eventually, you'll have to do a video in a few weeks, right, for Google. Again, our team's going to hold your hand and, like, walk you through that process. It's super simple. Just use your cell phone, right? And then you'll be all set to go. And then you'll start, reaping the results. So the first 30 days, right, you're going to see results. Okay, but it's really month two where this thing takes off, right? Where you do see like a night and day difference in the results on month two, like a difference in phone calls and all that. And then obviously month three is like full steam ahead here, okay? So that's how it kind of ramps up in a sense. I think you're going to really like it and really see, you know, the benefits of it for your business. So, but like I said,
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, me too. Definitely, I know the house cleaning companies that do this, they really get, you know, a lot of value and a lot of work off of it because, you know, everybody goes to Google, Caitlin, you know, when they're looking for a business. I mean, what do? They type in house cleaning company, and whoever shows up on the first page gets all that business, right? So,
yeah.
Cool thing is you're going to have a website now. You're going to start getting those five-star reviews on Google, which is the most important thing. So that's all going to be taken care of. So when we're done with this call today, make sure you download the Local Splash app. Just go into where you get your apps and then just type in Local Splash and you'll see it's the first result that comes up. It's an LS logo.
So I'll do it right now so I don't forget.
Exactly. Okay. So since, I got you on a discounted pre-agreement and we're throwing in the website. For an added form of protection, I have to read this thing to you basically. I'm going to send this in writing, you know, with your invoice. So as I'm like walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it for you, you know, so that, you know, you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kate's Cleaning.
Okay. And that's with a K on cleaning, correct?
Yes. And then I guess LLC.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to leave the LLC out because it clogs your name. It's just going to show up.
Okay, cool.
Cleaning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, no worries.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I had to
I always tell
that.
People, don't put the LLC, don't put the Inc., don't put the DBA. So, all right. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Caitlin Walway, and an owner and operator.
Okay, perfect. And obviously, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're obviously the authorized dealer user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, right? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, it's common sense stuff, but I got to go through it. So please save our 877 number. You have our 877 number, the 636 uh,
It showed up as a 406 number.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to text it to you right now. I want you to save this number.
Okay.
Okay. In your contacts, because most of the time when we call, right? Yeah. We do have local numbers like you just got right now, but most of the time when we call, it's going to be from this number. And I want to make sure that you have it saved in your phone, which I just texted it to you now, so that when we do call, okay, you're like, oh yeah, that's Local Splash. Let me answer that. Right. So you don't think it's like, okay, you know, cause I have some of my, I have a very big client, and I swear every time Caitlin, we call, he would never pick up the phone. And I finally figured out why, because he didn't save this 877 number under his contacts. So make sure you do that. Save Local Splash under that phone number. And then obviously, please allow up to 24 hours for any and all, phone calls to be returned to you. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Obviously, we provide you a security question anytime that we call, and not another company. You're going to get calls sometimes from companies, okay? I hate to say this, but some companies will even try to badmouth us or say all kinds of crazy stuff, right, to try to sway you into coming into doing business with them. Be very careful what you hear out there, okay, as I always tell people, right? We're a very good company, though. We do great work, you know, but there are companies out there that will try, like, hey, come hire us, right? Because, you know, marketing sometimes can get wild, wild west, as I say, to my clients. So in case you ever do get calls or whatnot, you know, unrelated to us, you know, keep that in mind, right? So in hiring, though, Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree? Okay. So also part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required business documentation in a timely manner. This may include, okay, your proof of business entity, right? Proof of insurance. Any documents related, for your Google business profile verification, right? So we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yeah, I pretty much have them ready to go. So,
perfect. That's awesome. You know, that's what I always say. Have it ready to go. So, okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 10th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, the number I just texted you, right? Mm-hmm. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory, but I got to read that to everybody. Okay. Let me go here. So, next steps. Okay. Any questions so far or anything you need me to re-clarify or anything for you?
No.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory. Okay.
Yeah.
So we do need to schedule a 45-minute call. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm pulling out my calendar. Okay. And let me make sure I put your right email in the account so that I can get this corrected here. Bear with me. All right. What's your schedule looking like in the next few days, by the way? Are you pretty open?
Pretty open, yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. That's good to hear. Let me just see here. I'm trying to multitask. You know us men, we're not the best at multitasking.
No, all right.
And my wife, she's amazing.
Yeah. My boyfriend claims there's really no such thing as multitasking, which I think he's full of it, but
yeah. No.
I do it just fine, I think.
No, it's a woman's secret. You know what I mean? You guys are great at that. I'm sure you're really good. That's why you're like good at cleaning homes, because you can multitask. You can do, you know, a couple of things at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can be vacuuming and thinking, okay, all right, what's the next thing I need to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I got your email in there, so now that'll keep it easy too.
I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of my domain, because I was trying to make a website through Wix, but I canceled it. So I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of that domain so that you guys can use it.
You'll just give us access to it, and they'll hold your hand. They'll give you like a thing, they'll give you a portal to like give us access to it. So if you need any help,
okay,
our team can help you. Like totally.
Okay.
Totally,
yeah. Cause I got rid of the whole thing that with them. So I still own the domain name, but
that
it's probably
awesome.
It's probably all jacked up. No,
what is the website for the domain
name? Horrible.
What's the domain name?
It's katecleaning.com.
KATE and then S and then KL. Is there apostrophe on that or no?
It's no, Kate. No apostrophe.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I was going to say. So Kate, KATESKLEANING.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do?
I don't even know if it's like accessible. Hopefully it is. I don't have any.
Yeah, we'll help
you
figure it out. We'll totally help you figure it out. Yeah, no worries. Like, this ain't our first rodeo, so we understand what, like, if there's complications, our team will help you problem solve it, so no problem. Like, that's what we're here for, too, right, to make sure that it all runs smoothly. All right, so now that I got that correct, let me take a look at our calendar, and let me see what I have available for you, Kate, so I can see. Okay, so Thursday.
The Angie Leeds. Sorry, before I forget, I kind of went off on the Angie people. They don't lock you into that year-long thing anymore. They'll let you cancel it, but they refuse to give a refund even if, like, I didn't even utilize their services because they sent me some spam and, like, I paused my leads with them, but they're still trying to just sell me their crap, and so I was able to cancel. So
that's good.
With the whole
Angie. How much did you spend with them?
Yeah. $420.
Well, yeah, you need to get $420 worth of leads, right? So I would definitely try to, you know, like get
the majority are like quote shopping, and then there's a lot of spam ones. It's like somebody was trying to scam me out of money on one of the
leads.
I
would call your card company and just say, hey, look, you're like, it wasn't what they represented, and you want to dispute the charge. And, like, just say, hey, look, you tried to call them, you tried to work with them, they wouldn't work with you. It was just junk. You know, and then
they're just trying to sell me stuff.
Yeah, just call your car company and see if they're willing to help refund your money. Yeah, dispute it.
Yeah.
Say, hey, like, I tried to call them, I tried to talk with them, and they weren't working with me, and, you know, see, I mean, it's worth a shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If not, if your car company doesn't give you the money back, then try to work with Angie's to at least get your $400 worth of leads. You know, as I told you, though, those, you got to be on top of them, right? Because they're going to send that same lead to 3-4 other guys in the area.
Oh, yeah.
So, But, okay, so here's what we have available. Thursday is what I have available. And, like, obviously your mountain time. So let me tell you some times that I can get. I can do, like, a 9 a.m. your time. I could do 11 a.m. your time. Or I could do, like, a 2 p.m. your time. Any of those work?
9 is probably good.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make sure I get you down for that. Give me 1 second. Gotta get your email in there too. Don't want to miss out on that. Okay. Perfect. Here's your email. And it's Caitlin Wallaway at Gmail gonna be your best email, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna leave your website, katescleaning.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave the website, the domain, but we're going to create you a whole new website.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's what you want, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I was struggle busting.
I was going to say. I mean, we make great websites. You know?
Yeah, I had no idea. I was really trying, but I gave up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, you know, I hear you. So, okay, so I'm going to put you down. Okay, hold on. So this is going to be for 9 a.m. Mountain Time.
Okay.
This is going to be for Thursday, which is the 12th.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
So make sure, and you'll be getting an email right now on that. So, yeah, make sure you save that time. We may be 10 minutes late. It does happen. Again, download the Local Splash app. You should have gotten some text messages. Did you get any text messages?
Yeah, I did. And I already got logged into the app and everything.
Okay, cool. So you got your username and password, and then you signed that invoice already too, it looks like. Cool. Man,
yep.
You're on top of it.
I'm
you're
on top
fat.
Of it.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. So we'll call you Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to my team, and then we're going to start going over some stuff. It's going to be like a 45-minute call. Okay. Sounds like you already have your paperwork handy. I'm going to put on the mm-hmm. notes here. We're going to use your domain name, and we're going to create you a new website for it. Last
Perfect.
Question before I let you go. What do you want your hours of operations to show online?
Probably Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
I'd say, I don't know if I should do 8 o'clock. Probably, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know if I should do 7 or 8. Probably
yeah,
8
I'd
o'clock
do
8. To, I'd 8, say 8 7.
8 a.m. to like, what time do you think you want to do
7.
Till? Okay.
Till 6 probably.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. There we go, Monday through Saturday, and then obviously Sunday we'll say close.
Yeah, that day's reserved for God, so.
Yeah. Can't be cleaning houses on God's day, right? So, yeah,
no.
Perfect. No. No, that's good. Yeah, I know. I always tell people, look, you got to take Sunday off. You know?
Yeah. All
Some
I
people are like,
no,
I want it open. I'm like, man. Jeez, can
yeah,
you
no.
His day?
Yeah, I ran myself into a wall working 7 days a week, working two jobs, and I think when I finally crashed, I didn't move off the couch like the first 3 days straight.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah,
I know what you.
I learned my lesson.
Like. Yeah, you gotta have that, like, you know, you gotta work enough, but you can't work too much where you end up in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, good. I'm glad you were able to find a way. That's good. You know, businesses that really do take marketing seriously, I mean, obviously are the ones that thrive in today's marketplace. So, you know, we're going to hold your hand, take it kind of step by step for you. But we will definitely be talking to you more on Thursday. Okay. And going over everything with you. And if you ever have any questions, you know how to get a hold of me. You can email me. You can text me. Again, save that 877 number in your contacts, though. And then we will call you Thursday at 9 a.m. And like I said, it will be about a 45-minute conversation. with you, and we'll go over everything with you then. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And so I was looking at this email about the pictures needed. So work vehicle with license plate. We got a really bad snowstorm, so my vehicle is currently covered in snow. So those are probably going to have to wait a couple days.
Oh, but, yeah, no, yeah, no worries. Like but, I said, just step by step. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
it doesn't need to be today. You know, hopefully it, you know, clears out.
Good. I don't want
to
go out
you
there.
Know? Yeah, it's crazy. Like, everywhere else is heating up right now. Like, on the East Coast, I'm hearing everybody's like, man, it's so warm right now. You know, and like, you guys just got a snowstorm.
We didn't even have a winter.
You know.
Yeah, we have, this is like the third time it's snowed. We seriously have had no snow. It's weird. And up in Montana, no snow the whole winter. It's been 40 degrees. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And then all of a sudden, it just comes. You know?
Yeah, it's melting, though, it looks like. So, but also I tried to click the client dashboard and it says not found. So can I get that in the app also?
Client dashboard. Well, the client dashboard, what do you mean it's not found? Like you try to log in online?
I clicked the link. Well, I clicked the hyperlink in that email and it, is that client dashboard also in the app or no?
The client dashboard's in the app, and then like I said, maybe because your account just got set up and it's not fully set up yet. So, it's all going to be able to be controlled in the app. Yeah, the client dashboard's all in there and all that. So yeah, definitely, you know, you'll see like when it starts moving and when, like, we get your account going and everything. So. But yeah, like first step right now is like we need to start creating your website, getting all your ads created, getting your Google Business Profile established. Like that's the most important thing is your Google Business Profile. So all hands on deck on that, right? Because once that Google Business Profile gets established, then everything starts moving from there. Okay. So we definitely don't want that to sleep or, you know, like drag on. So just make sure you work with our team when they do need the documents and everything so that, you know, you don't ever have any issues with it, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, congratulations, Caitlin. I'm glad we're finally able to help you now. And definitely when you do need anything, please reach out, okay? And then over time, we will definitely keep in touch. And like I said, I'll make sure my team takes real good care of you, okay?
Hey, awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no worries. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you Thursday, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You take care. All right. Bye-bye.